From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We're going to be able to work together to basically optimize each individual property into what's the best format to express and connect with that customer base.
Walmart is going to chew up Kmart as they have been, like an hors d'oeuvre. Comp store sales are down 14%. Target, chew them up. Home Depot, chew them up. Costco, chew them up. There's going to be nothing left of these two companies.
I had always indicated to him that I thought I would serve for one term. As we got closer to the election and the immediate aftermath of the election, it seemed the appropriate time, and we were in mutual agreement that it was the appropriate time for me to move on.
And it is humbling to imagine succeeding my dear friend and mentor, Colin Powell. He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced. Colin Powell has been a great and inspirational Secretary of State. It was my honor to serve alongside him, and he will be missed.
To all the guests from other countries and my fellow Americans, welcome to my Rainey Library dedication.
The building is like my husband. It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with light. And the exhibits tell a story of someone who loves his fellow man.
And seeing him out on the campaign trail, it was plain to see how he fed off the energy and the hopes and the aspirations of the American people. Simply put, he was a natural, and he made it look too easy. And oh, how I hated him for that.
It is valuable for the world to see two Democrats and two Republicans assembled together, all honoring the great nation that has permitted us to serve.
The thing I want most is for people to come to this library, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, liberals or conservatives, to see that public service is noble and important, that the choices and decisions leaders make affect the lives of millions of Americans and people all across the world. I want young people to want to see not only what I did with my life, but to see what they could do with their lives.
Five APEC members are working to convince North Korea to abandon its pursuit of nuclear weapons. And I can report to you today, having visited with the other nations involved in that collaborative effort, that the will is strong, that the effort is united, and the message is clear to Mr. Kim Jong-il. Get rid of your nuclear weapons programs.